From the heart of the nautical mile, you're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport.
Don't change that station. Live from WGBB, 1240 AM, Long Island's oldest radio station. It's time for...
Listen Up. Jesus is on the air. It's Al Barbarino singing our favorite song.
And that was Dr. John Palmer, and I'm Dr. Anthony Chiffo, and we're here to tell you we love Jesus.
We certainly do. You know, Tony, we're going to learn today what's not good on radio. We're going to learn how to be still. We're going to learn how to be silent.
Now, Palmer, you think you can really do that?
I don't know. Trevor, we're going to have an hour of silence. We're going to do meditation prayer today. I hope you don't mind. It won't. It won't bother people. We just... All right. Okay. But, you know, it really is such a wonderful, wonderful... experience that we're going to talk about today. Over these past programs, Dr. Tony and I have been emphasizing the need for a personal, intimate relationship in love with the Blessed Trinity, whose kingdom of love both Tony and I believe dwells in all of us who accept God's love as an integral part of their life in this world in which we live. Today, then, listeners, we're going to focus on one method of striking up that relationship every day, and that method is contemplative prayer. And we have two experts here to share this method, Tony, and to give you an introduction to contemplative prayer. Maybe you'd like to introduce them.
Well, we got our favorite here, Margarita, is our third or fourth appearance on our show. And every time she's on, they tell us, why don't you keep her on as a permanent host on the show?
And that's Margarita Doherty. She's a dear friend who was trained by Thomas Keating and the late Father George Maloney on contemplative prayer.
And we have another lovely lady, Anne Massa. And she's an expert on contemplative prayer.
She's a leader in contemplative prayer in the New York, Long Island region.
And we thank you both for coming. We appreciate it.
And Tony, she was trained by Father Thomas Keating as well.
Wow.
Back in 1983.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
In fact, his book, Open Mind, Open Heart, which is the Bible of all who are into contemplative prayer, is now have its 20th anniversary edition, and Anne carries it everywhere. She really does.
By the way, 1983, I was a little kid.
Yeah, right, Tony.
Anne just hit me.
Now we're going into the silent part of the show. Anne, maybe you can tell us. First of all, Anne and Marita, thank you for being here. It's so nice to see you.
We love being here, John. Thank you for having us.
And maybe you can tell us, Anne, what is contemplative prayer all about?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And thank you for inviting us to come and talk about it. Sure. I've been actually part of contemplative outreach for about 23 years now. And this contemplative outreach is simply an organization of people here in the United States and many other parts of the world. Our purpose is to live the contemplative dimension of the gospel. Contemplative outreach has grown and expanded from 1983 to the present in many amazing ways. Father Keating, a Trappist monk, has been our spiritual leader from the beginning. In 1974, another Trappist monk, Father William Menninger, who was the retreat master at St. Joseph's Abbey in Spencer, found a dusty little book in the Abbey library. The name of the book was The Cloud of Unknowing. As he read it, he was delighted to discover that this anonymous 14th century book presented contemplative meditation as a teachable spiritual process, enabling the ordinary person to enter and receive a direct experience of union with God. This form of meditation, recently known as centering prayer, can be traced from and through the earliest centuries of Christianity. Centering prayer centers one on God. Later, his workshop was taken up by his abbot, Thomas Keating, and also Basil Pennington, both of whom had been looking for a teachable form of Christian contemplative meditation to offset the movement of young Catholics towards Eastern meditation techniques. Father Thomas Keating explained it this way. In silent meditation is like sitting on a riverbank and your thoughts are the sailboats floating by. You can get on one, attempt to push one past, or just let them float on their own. The goal is to learn to let them float past. We need to learn to let the thoughts go, to not engage. It's human nature to have thoughts. When doing this prayer, don't try to fight that nature. Don't enter into the process of silence with expectations of what you're supposed to do or supposed to achieve. The eventual goal is that you can more easily let things go and more easily hear what God has to say. As I said before, Contemplative Outreach is now bringing centering prayer to people all over the world. It is based on the wisdom saying of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6:6, and I quote, "But when you pray, go to your inner room and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." This method we teach was developed according to the method described in The Cloud of Unknowing, a 14th century book that we spoke about earlier. The guidelines are as follows. Number one, choose a sacred word as the symbol of your intention to consent to God's presence and action within. The sacred word expresses our intention to consent to God's presence and action within. It is chosen during a brief period of prayer to the Holy Spirit, and it possibly could be one of these words of one or two syllables, such as God, Jesus, Abba, Father, Mother, Mary, Amen. Other possibilities include love, listen, peace, mercy, let go, stillness, faith, trust.
And that one word is so important because that's your mantra, if you want. That's really what you focus on and build your whole prayer about that day. And you get to that through the Holy Spirit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you see, the sacred word is a symbol mm-hmm. of your intention to consent to God's presence and action
Amen.
Within. So it's important to, when you're choosing it, just let it come to you and don't force a word.
You know, though, it's hard, though, because I know when I try to get my mind still, it's hard to get to that word and to have it come out. And when it does come out, then you know it's from God. You get that one word.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mm-hmm.
love what you said. Just let it come out naturally.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And so when we sit down to do centering prayer, this is what we do. We sit comfortably. We keep our back straight and our 2 feet planted firmly on the floor. We close our eyes. We settle briefly and silently introduce the sacred word that we have picked.
Mm-hmm.
Simply, the sacred word is a symbol. It is a symbol of our consent to God's presence and action within.
We're surrendering, in other words.
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm. We're just letting go.
We
prefer to use the word letting go.
Right.
Yes, and mm-hmm. so we're letting go. Now, while we're sitting comfortably and being settled briefly and consenting to God's presence and action, all of a sudden a thought may come into our mind, because our aim is not to get rid of thoughts. Our aim is to let the thoughts come and let them go.
Float through. Huh?
Float through, and don't engage with our thoughts. But when we do find ourselves engaged with our thought, we simply return ever so gently to our sacred word. Now, by the way,
in other words, you don't say, "Get out of here."
No,
thought.
No, we don't. We don't say, "Get out of here."
But
yes.
Contemplative prayer is a very personal relationship that you're establishing with God.
Exactly.
To communicate with Him, is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're letting God communicate with us. Yes.
So I'm referred to Acts 17, and it says, "Reach out for God and find Him, though He is not far from each and every one of us."
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
now you have us seated at a chair, and we have our word. And
okay.
We let the thoughts. And what else? Do we
exactly.
And 2 feet on the floor.
You're 2 feet on the floor. That's very important. We're sitting on a chair with our back straight. Our 2 feet are on the floor, and we've...
Trevor, excuse me, back straight, feet on the... Go ahead.
And we've chosen a word like, Mary, God, Mother, Father, whatever comes into your mind.
And that comes from the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
It certainly is. So when we find ourselves engaged with our thought, with any thought that comes into our mind, by the way, thoughts include body sensations, feelings, images, and reflections.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts include all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when we get ourselves caught up or engaged with them, this is what we do. It's very simple. We just return ever so gently to the sacred word that we have chosen.
Mm-hmm. I can see why Father Keating says don't engage the thoughts, because that'll just... get you away from the process
mm-hmm.
of digging for God
mm-hmm.
inside of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. So, he says is think of a river, and a river sometimes has some boats floating by. So you can either just let those boats float by, or you can try to get on one of those boats. We say, the boats are our thoughts. Let the boats float by.
Mm-hmm.
Don't engage with them. Don't get on them. Don't start thinking about them. Just let them go by.
That's very hard to do, because they're very distracting and they're very interesting thoughts. It's
mm-hmm.
almost like the other
mm-hmm.
guy is trying to get us out of finding that treasure of God inside
mm-hmm.
of us.
And don't you find sometimes when you're praying and all of a sudden your mind drifts off to another something else? Is that normal?
Well, whatever happens in our brain is normal, right? Because it's part of us.
Well, not in Tony's.
Everybody's looking at me like
the only thing we have to remember in centering prayer is that if we do get engaged with our thought, if we do jump on that boat, and want to go for a ride with it, there's something to help us. Return ever so gently to the sacred word that we have chosen before, and that will get us back
it's
into
the
prayer.
It's almost a form of discipline.
It is a discipline.
You're disciplining yourself to use your will,
mm-hmm.
which is more powerful than your mind,
mm-hmm.
to come back and dig for God.
Yes, as you read and study a lot more about centering prayer, which I hope all of you will, and a good place to start is to with the book that you mentioned, Open Mind, Open Heart, by Father Thomas Keating, and anything that you want to know or learn about centering prayer is in this book. So we recommend that highly. So now we're still sitting in our prayer, and the bell rings or the gong goes off or whatever it is, and that signals that is the end of our prayer period. So at the end of the prayer period, we remain in silence with our eyes closed just for a couple of minutes, And then we can open our eyes, we can say the Lord's Prayer, or whatever prayer we'd like to say, or whatever. And so now we're ready to, you know, continue whatever we're doing for the day.
And once you're there and you're into that silence, somehow or other God touches you.
Mm-hmm,
He'll touch you maybe with words or with a sense of his presence or feelings or whatever. And it's something that you learn to practice. It's almost like doing sit-ups. You learn to practice. It becomes a habit. Mm-hmm. So that whole thing of putting your feet on the floor and sitting up straight and getting your sacred word and then fighting to get all distractions out of the way all become like the preliminary for the sit-ups. And then you sit there, and then God touches you, and He does. He does.
He absolutely does. Yes.
You've done it in your event, and I mentioned in the car on the way out, with all the emphasis on adoration now in our church, this type of prayer is such a wonderful way to get in touch with the presence of God in us.
And it's one way, but it is really a very good way to deepen our relationship with God. Because our relationship with God really started, you know, probably when we were babies, and just grew, you know, and so this is a way to help us deepen that relationship with God.
In Psalm 145, says, "The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth."
And really, it's wonderful to know that, and you can get to God. And I just want to get you people who are listening into a little bit more of a comfort zone. Father Charles Mangano and Laurie sing, "Be still and know I am your God."
That's perfect.
So the listeners, be still. You too, Tony.
He's the executive producer here.
And I will speak in the still and quiet calmness of your mind. Wait for my word, and I will give to you a peace and joy that searching never finds. Be still and know I am your God. Quit running through the streets and alleys of your mind, for all your hurried, worried running only makes you more blind. Be still and know. Be still and know. Quit running to where you think I ought to be. Though I am everywhere, you may not find me there. For when you run ahead of me, you stumble over things unseen. If you would stand, then wait for me. Be silent, my child, and I will speak. In the quiet, peaceful calmness of your soul's release, I know your every need. I love you more than you could know. Be still and still and know, be still and know, I am your God. With running through the streets and alleys of your mind, for all your hurry, worried running only makes you
Marita, you're sitting there so comfortably writing your notes.
That's right.
And I want to ask you, do you really find God in contemplative prayer? How do you find him? What happens to you when you get into that kind of mode? How do you get in touch with God, and how do you know it's God? How about that for a...
That's a major question.
I know, but... You're more than equal to the task.
That was a curveball.
I know.
To be very honest with you, I think I found God as a child. Okay? And the experience with centering prayer is different because it's more mature.
Mm-hmm.
But as a little child, I knew God lived in me. And I would find him in nature. I'd find him running up in the hills before I went to... I found him running up in the hills before going to boarding school. I can remember we lived on a mountain. And I remember being on a sleigh. And I went to the top of the hill. And it was all snow. And I went down the hill. And it was just... I wasn't alone. It was like God was surrounding me, surrendering me to himself. I felt that all through boarding school. Now, I think the reason for that was